We are now about to begin Simen Reis Samach Dalet, and we'll be doing the first two Si'ifim. Sif Aleph. Ein osim psila lener shel Shabbos. You're not allowed to make a wick for the ner Shabbos. Bein ner shel ha-shulchan, bein kol ner shemadlik babayis. Whether it's the ner Shabbos on the table or any of the candles in the house. Midover shahur ur eina neches bo ela nisrach svivav. In something where the fire, in a material, where the fire doesn't actually attach itself to it, it only dances around it. Vashalheves kotsefes, vashalheves kofetses, and the flame jumps up and down, meaning it's in an unstable flame. Kagon, semer, veseir, vakiyotzebem, such as wool, hair, things like it. Elo, midover shehu'ur nitlebo, something that the fire does catch to nicely. Kagon pishta nefutza, for example, banged out flax, ubeged sheish, or a linen garment, vitzemer gefen cotton, vakanvus vakayotze behem. So these are materials that you're allowed to use for psilas, and not the first ones. Mishtabura says these psilas are either you're using them as wicks for oil, or these are wicks around which you made candles. Haga vimhidlik bedvarim asurim also lishtamish lioro. If you use something that is not kosher, you're not allowed to. You're not supposed to use its light because we're afraid shemayate. This is all out of fear that the flame will not be operating well, and you're going to go and try to get contact with the wick by bending it a little bit. And you're over on Havara on Shabbos. V'yesh omrim, dim yesh lo ner echad midvarim ha-mutarim, mutar l'shtamish l'ra'achirim. Some say that once you have one candle that's good, the other ones don't make a difference. V'chein dover she'ef shebelo ner mutar l'asos afilu eitzel neiris ha-achirim. If you could have done this in the dark too, then it's mutar to do it within the light of one of these things. Meaning the only isser of shemayate is something that must have light. Something that you don't really need light for, there's no shemayate. Well, Litzorach Shabbos yesh l'alka b'diyevet, the Ramah's only makel Litzorach Shabbos and b'diyevet. Now, l'halacha, first of all, we're only talking about something that doesn't need too much iyun. Something that needs a lot of iyun, you have to read it carefully. The halacha is it's also to do l'or on air anyway. Because of Shemayata. Second of all, this that it says that if you have another ner there, there's no iser in benefiting from it, some hold that it's got to be dafka there in the room. Now, Litzorach Shabbos, what did we say? Or Litzorach, something that doesn't need light altogether. This is even if you have no ner kosher in the room, just a ner puzzle. If you have a ner kosher, then the Mishnah Berurah wants to say that it's even if it's not Litzorach Shabbos, the halacha is that you can be meikel b'diyevet and benefiting from it. Now, on Yontif, it's mutter, because there's no gzeres shemayata, the halacha is havor is mutter on Yontif. Itron, something that has a very strong smell, one should be machmir altogether, because maybe the smell will make someone feel like leaving. What happens if he doesn't have anything kosher to light with? So the halacha is he should not light with something that isn't kosher, one of the things that are pasul, because he's not mekayim his mitzvah. The exception is itron. Itron really should have been kosher. It burns very well. The problem is it creates an odor. So what's the problem? The problem is that you're going to leave the table and not eat your Shabbos Suda by the candles. So you're better off not lighting and not have candles in the first place. So in the case of Itron, you're better off lighting with them than nothing. Further, Siv Beis, Korach Dover Shemadlikin Bo, Al Dover Shein Madlikin Bo. You combine two different fuels for candles, and you put one on the other, and one Madlikin Bo, one Ein Madlikin Bo. In the Skaven Lahavos Pir Lesosa Ove Hapsila Kedei Lahosef Ora Oser. If you the reason you did it is so that the candle would be fatter and burn longer, that's usur. Then the skavan lahakshu sapsila kadei shetei omedes. If all you wanted to do was support the candle that it shouldn't fall over, velot shal shalamater mutter. Then the halachas it's mutter. Umitamze mutu lichroch dover shemadlik and al gabe gemi okash kreilitin apsila ba'ashashis so it should stay straight. Hago nosnim gargir shel melach ugrish shel pul al pi aner. On top of the ner, you're allowed to put a little bit of salt, or you're allowed to put a pea on it, a bean on it. Al pi aner ber of Shabbos, kadei sheidolik yofet b'Shabbos, that it should burn well on Shabbos. The salt makes it burn better, and the bean you put the psila on it, and then the Mishtabur brings reason that it actually slows down the burning so that it will burn for a longer time. And the halach is that all of this is mutter.